It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Jay Gabler. Today we are going to be talking about how Keanu Reeves suddenly turned into a country music historian. And we're going to be talking about who is probably reuniting for the big Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony this weekend. But first, a few of today's headlines. The 81-year-old singer-songwriter known as the Queen of Rockabilly has announced her retirement from performing, effective immediately. A statement on the Facebook page of the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer says, "This retirement is solely based on health and safety. It has been a wild ride. Thank you all for all the years of continued fandom and support. This is not the end, just the beginning of a new chapter." Sia now has more billion-view music videos on YouTube than any other woman. She has 5, and Justin Bieber is the only artist ahead of her with 6. Sia's latest video to creep past a billion views is Elastic Heart, the 2013 track featuring one of her memorable videos with dancer Maddie Ziegler. The Buggles are sounding more ironic than ever, as video has definitely not killed the radio star. Of the 30 most viewed videos on YouTube, only 2 are not music videos. Ska singer Ranking Roger has died of cancer at age 56. He's best known for his work with the English Beat and General Public. He helped make the English Beat one of the most distinctive acts to emerge from the second wave of ska, and he's heard on huge later hits from the English Beat and their successor band General Public, including Save It For Later and Tenderness. On Facebook, the English Beat wrote, "Words cannot express our sadness at the loss of our friend and brother, a loss to the world and to music certainly, but most keenly felt by those who loved him best." Jerry Dammers of the Specials added, "If one person had to be picked to epitomize everything that was good and positive about the British ska movement and its youthful spirit, I think it would have to be Roger." Here's Ranking Roger on Stand Down, Margaret, the anti-Thatcher song that got the English Beat banned from the BBC for 2 years. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is taking place this coming Friday at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Who's reuniting and who's not? The latest news is that Bryan Ferry will reunite with his Roxy Music bandmates Andy Mackay and Phil Manzanera for the first time in several years. But other surviving band members, including perhaps the most famous member, Brian Eno, won't be there. Who else is going to perform at the ceremony? Well, Def Leppard are all in. They're even inviting original guitarist Pete Willis, and frontman Joe Elliott says they're prepared to drag him on stage by his hair if need be. The Cure will probably play, and they're even working on new music, although leader Robert Smith is the only continuing original member of the band. Inductees Janet Jackson and Stevie Nicks are expected to perform, and the Zombies are in too. They've been touring and enjoying the renewed attention to their influential discography. That leaves Radiohead. They've been famously indifferent to the Rock Hall, but they're being inducted this year, and Thom Yorke says he won't be in attendance due to a scheduling conflict. So we won't get a Radiohead performance, but members of the group might show up to say thanks. So that means the Roxy Music set will probably count as the night's biggest reunion. Andy Mackay has even hinted at a couple of the tracks the band might play. Here's one of them, Avalon. Avalon. It seems like everyone loves Ariana Grande these days, but there's at least one group of people who aren't feeling it. Music photographers. They're upset about an agreement Grande is making them sign if they want to take photos of her concerts, calling it a rights grab. If your local newspaper or music blog wants to send a professional photographer to cover a show by a star like Ariana Grande, they have to ask permission from the artist's representatives. Often, stars will ask those photographers to sign agreements that could limit the photographer's use of the photos they take and can give the musicians the right to use the photos. The musician's biggest concern is usually to keep photographers from, say, slapping the photos on t-shirts and selling them, but some agreements go a lot farther. Media organizations, including the Associated Press, the New York Times, and the Los Angeles Times, have sent an open letter asking Grande and her representatives to change their photo agreement, which says that Grande can use any media photos in any way she wants without payment. That might seem reasonable. They're pictures of her, right? But that's not the way you'd probably see it if you were a professional photographer with years of experience and expensive equipment who needs to get paid for your work or you can't pay the rent. Artists including Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, and the Stone Roses are among those who've been criticized for their restrictive photo agreements. A source tells Billboard that Ariana Grande is displeased with unauthorized photo books that have been published using past tour photos without her permission. Whether or not you're a professional, get ready for debates over photo rights to extend well beyond the music world. If you visit the eye-popping Vessel structure in New York's Hudson Yards, the venue's terms and conditions say that any photo you take of the structure can be used for marketing purposes, and the Vessel does not have to pay you a dime. Okay, so how does Keanu Reeves, yes, the actor, end up teaching a van full of strangers about the Bakersfield Sound, a country music movement from the 1950s and 60s. That actually happens in the viral clip we're highlighting today. Here's the story. Keanu was flying from San Francisco to Burbank when his flight was unexpectedly forced to land in Bakersfield, California. The airline ended up driving all the passengers to Los Angeles, which was quicker than waiting for another plane. A man who was on the van posted the whole adventure to his Instagram story, and the video was blowing up the internet. Not because Keanu acted like an entitled jerk. In fact, exactly the opposite. He was considerate, helpful, even chatty. During the ride, he did a little research and told his fellow passengers all about Bakersfield. That's how we get to the point in the story where Keanu Reeves pulls out his phone and plays "Such a Pretty World Today," a 1967 single by Wynn Stewart.
It's such a pretty world today.
Stewart was one of the progenitors of the Bakersfield Sound, a stripped-down and hard-hitting type of music that was country's answer to the rising popularity of rock and roll. The sound came out of Bakersfield, and it's now most famously associated with artists like Merle Haggard, who evolved it into outlaw country. The whole Keanu story is pretty heartwarming, and fortunately, the bus did remain under control at all times.
Our skies will all be blue.
That's today's music news. You can watch that Keanu video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. Thanks to The Current's Americana expert, Bill DeVille, for helping to pick out that song that Keanu is playing on his phone.
It's such a pretty world today.
I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about this week's new releases. Follow The Current on Twitter and let us know what music you're hoping we talk about tomorrow. The Sky Ferreira single will definitely be in the mix.